See, this is what really pisses off your modern-day libtard. When they find out that these Spanish came to Mexico principally to convert the natives to Christianity, this is what really makes them angry. Now, what's the message here? What is your average Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinking? What's Bernie Sanders and Nazi Pelosi and all the rest of these lunatic asylum candidates? What are they thinking about? What's in their calculus here? What's driving them to think this way? We'd be so much better off if those people would have remained savages. Now, then we'd have a place to go to kill babies. They'd do it for us. And we can watch. Of course, what you don't know, you idiot, is if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. As soon as you outlived your usefulness, or as soon as one of them went like, me them think God want us eat them your heart. For the terrible Indian impersonation or whatever. They turn on you. They turn on you, and you'd be the next one to get dragged up to the top. They'd paint your face blue. And after they painted your face blue, they'd paint this ungodly, this demon thing on your chest. And in one place, X would mark the spot where the high priest, they would hold you down, tie you down, and restrain you. And the high priest would take a very sharp dagger, and he would plunge it into your sternum. And after he plunged it into your sternum, then he would start sawing. Why would he saw? Because he's got to crack it open. After he cracked open your sternum, you're still alive. You probably passed out from pain, but you're still alive here. After he cracked open your sternum, now he can fillet you from just under your throat all the way down to your genitals, right? He can run that knife down. Now he can rip the skin open, and you're still alive. And he can pull the rib cage back because he's cut the sternum. Now what can he do? These are wonderful people that these libtards wish were still there. Now what can he do? Oh, there's a beating heart. Ooh. He's going to grab the heart by the... These are first... And I'm describing to you a first-hand account. He will grab the heart, and then he will take the same knife, and he will start cutting around it. He'll cut the left aorta, he'll cut the left ventricle, he'll cut the right aorta, and he'll cut the right ventricle. And then he'll just, hey, the only thing that's holding it in there is some fat that's around it. And if you're not a fat bastard, there's not a lot of that. And then he takes it out, and it's still beating. It's got a couple of beats left in it because there's still the electric impulses are still there. He holds up the beating heart. And then you know what they do with it? He hands it to the king or to the king's valet. The valet cuts a piece of it off, and the king eats it. No, he doesn't get any Tony Chachere's or hot sauce on it. It doesn't go on a fire. They eat it raw. Then they pass it around and they all eat it. Wonderful people. And by the way, when Mel Gibson was making Apocalypto, I'm often blown away just by the genius of Gibson, because Apocalypto was the follow-up to what? The Passion. There's an arc here. What's the last scene in the very last shot in Apocalypto was what? The two Aztecs, or they're not Aztecs because they survive, Incans or whatever they are. The guy and the woman that has survived. What is the last thing that they that you see in the movie? They make their way to the coast, right? And they're on this hilly or mountainous cliff-like precipice. It's all jungled up and everything. And they get to the edge of this cliff, and Gibson kind of pans around and he shows them looking bewildered, and then he pans back and goes out. Away from them and then down. Or you see the sky, then when the camera pans down, what do you see? The Spanish have arrived. Pay very close and details a bitch. What's on the sail? What's on the sail of the ship? Cross of St. John. Cross of St. John. It's on the ship. There's symbolism there. Anyway.